Hello, everyone. We're back and we're better than ever, your emo homies.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Amber. And we have another kind of scattered show for you. We have themes coming up, but it's been kind of crazy in life. And our last recording got messed up if you didn't see. So sorry that's late, but we're here now.
Yeah, technology's really not been on our side.
But we're trying a new setup today, but it seems to be working so far. So hopefully it works out until further notice.
Yeah, so part of why we've been a little MIA is because Amber particularly has been planning a concert event, which we announced. You want to talk about that?
Yes. So we recently announced Take Me Back to Warped Tour, which is really exciting. It is my birthday party because I'll be turning 26 right around then. But it's also just something that I've kind of always wanted to do, I guess. I got the idea because I was thinking about my birthday because I'm a planner. And then I was just reminiscing about my quinceañera. And then my mom, I wanted my quinceañera to be Warped Tour themed, but my mom was like, no way, you're not having it look like a concert. And then I just kept thinking of those words from my mom. And I was like, you know what? I should just throw a concert. And then one thing happened after the other, and now we're here. So you guys should totally come. It's going to be a really good show. We have Hayden, Ally Eyes, Lake Drive headlining, and then after all the live music, we'll have DJ Johnny K spinning the emo bops for like 2 hours, and there'll be cake made by my mom. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and this is June 14th.
Yep, June 14th at the Falcon Bowl. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. Cake, fun, good music, and photo ops, so.
Yeah, and there's at least one vendor.
Yes, yes, there might be a few vendors. We're kind of working on that still, but yes, we do have one vendor. My friend is vending. We'll be announcing her soon, and if we have any other vendors, but yeah, it's going to be a good time, like a little mini Warped Tour at the Falcon Bowl.
Yeah.
You guys should come, tell your friends, hype it up, and hopefully we have some cool content coming later regarding that. But yeah, so I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to be a blast. Definitely something to look forward to.
And then after that, like the week after is when Summerfest starts.
Like, yeah.
So yeah, this summer is going to be popping.
Honestly, June. June is insane because we have Take Me Back to Warped Tour. Then the week after that is Summerfest and Not a Phase Fest. Mm-hmm. Then the 2 weeks after that are Summerfest again. So it's going to be a lot for everybody who loves emo and alternative music because some exciting news about Summerfest this year. There's a lot more alternative emo bands than usual.
Yeah. Too bad they all play at the same time.
Yeah. It really is like a Warped Tour where you got to pick and choose which bands you want to see because they're all scheduled for the same like 2 or 3 days.
Yep. But it's really exciting. I'm really excited to see Boys Like Girls.
Yeah. So if you're a Taking Back Sunday fan, that should be an easy go-to because they're not performing the same time as anybody else. They're the first weekend. So mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. I've never seen them before. I've really been getting into like elder emo music from like early 2000s. So this is the summer for that between Not a Phase Fest. There's just too many festivals.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a Phase Fest and then Summerfest.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good summer. And then so many good concerts have been getting announced for the summer too. A Day to Remember is coming in July.
Mm-hmm.
They just announced a tour called Summer School. It's not coming to Milwaukee, which I'm really sad about. It's going to Chicago, which I'm debating going.
Where in Chicago?
They haven't announced the venues yet. It's just Chicago.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the Home Team, Stand Atlantic, Magnolia Park, Scene Queen, Honey Revenge, and Let Down. And I'm like, that is a killer lineup. And Kevin Lyman's working on it. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to be great.
That should be a good time.
And it's on a Tuesday. And I'm like, that gives such Warped Tour vibes.
Oh yeah, it really does.
But yeah, I feel like they are dropping concert announcements every other day.
Yeah, I think so too. I honestly, I'm excited to see Knox at Summerfest.
Yes, he's going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the same day? Is he July 4th?
No, he's the 5th. So okay. There's no conflicts on that one.
Yeah, because the 4th is Swago, Lolo, Jaden, but then the conflict. Because they're all at Generac, but then Set It Off and Sleeping With Sirens are at Miller Lite.
Yeah, so that one's going to be pick your poison. But yeah, in the middle of like all the mix of all those other events, there's also Arrows in Action coming to Madison.
Mm-hmm. The night before, not a phase.
We're just not going to sleep for like every weekend in the summer because we're going to be going to shows and traveling to shows.
Literally. So I took off for that summer school tour because I'm like, it'll just be easier for me to take off now. And then if I end up not going, I can just like
take it back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But my coworker who like does like all the scheduling, he's like, just take the whole month off. And I was like, no, I don't need the whole month off. I just need all these days because it's like the first weekend of July. I think I have like a day off in July every single week.
Honestly, I feel like such a pain to my boss. Always requesting all these days off because like I request the night off and then the morning after because I don't want to be at work at 6 a.m. after I was out till midnight for a show. And I'm like, I don't need this whole day. I just need like 20 days off, partial days. And can you just scatter it out through the whole summer? And she'll just give me this look like, are you kidding me? It's all a good sacrifice, you know, for the cause.
Yes. It's going to be a great summer.
Yes, I agree. What have you even been listening to lately? I'm just curious.
Dude, we forgot our weekly recommendation this week, too.
I thought of that, too. We are just a hot mess.
But I did post this week. I posted our one-year anniversary of getting into the local scene. So it's not like they didn't hear from us. So
That's true.
I felt a little bit better realizing yesterday that we totally forgot. But yeah, what have I been listening to? I actually don't even know. Let me look.
Well, I can tell you what I've been listening to.
What have you been listening to?
A lot of Dance Gavin Dance, because I listened to an interview of them like a couple weeks ago, and they've had so many lineup changes and so many eras, and I liked them in general, but I didn't realize how much I liked them, and the fact that they have like almost a dozen albums.
I didn't realize they had that many.
I may be exaggerating slightly, but between like EPs and everything, they have a lot, and they're just very, very intricate with their music. It's very like complicated technically. Like if you break it down, it's just so interesting. I don't know. I've really been vibing with it.
So I feel like I've just been like, I haven't been really listening to like, sometimes I just get stuck on like a song.
Same.
And then I just listen to like that song over and over and over again. So like I've had a couple songs I've been stuck on. One has been Fake Out by Fall Out Boy.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that live on Tuesday, so magical.
Oh, yeah.
What else have I been stuck on? I've also really been stuck on Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
That is so obscure.
I love that song. Especially, it's been raining here a lot in Wisconsin. And if you haven't listened to Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield in the rain, I highly suggest it. It hits different.
I love that.
And then the third song I've really been stuck on has been Welcome Home by Bless the Fall.
I don't know if I know that one.
It's from their... Oh, where'd it go? It's from their... Don't Play, Don't Play, Don't Play, Don't Play. Sorry, I was clicking on it to see if it came out. And then it started to play, and I was like, don't play. Don't need a copyright lawsuit.
It's fine.
I'm pretty sure it came out from their 2018 album, Hard Feelings.
Okay.
But yeah,
no, so like
that's what I've been listening to. Those three songs mostly.
No, I get it because like I get stuck in a loop too of songs that give me the shivers. That's what it is for me. If I get the goosebumps,
literally Fake Out all the time. Like the whole it takes me 30 minutes to get here, and I would say for a good 20 minutes of those, it was just Fake Out.
Aren't you worried though that you're gonna like burn yourself out and end up hating the song?
No.
Never?
I'm really... Like, I'll go for, like... So what I'll do is I'll, like, listen to them for, like, a really long time. So I do that a lot. I'll listen to them. And then I'll go for, like, a little while not listening to them. But, like, I never, like, not like it. If it's a song that I, like, really like.
But yeah.
Yeah. I don't really get burned out from songs. The only thing I've ever really gotten burned out from was like Black Veil Brides, surprisingly. Because I used to be so obsessed. And now I really don't listen to them that much. And I don't know really what happened. I don't know when that switch happened.
I like try to limit the amount of time I listen to something because I'm so scared of burnout and I don't want to end up hating things that I love. So like, I think if I am like obsessed with a song, I'll listen to it maybe like 2 or 3 times a day max and just try to spread it out.
You're more self-disciplined than I am. I also get stuck because I'll be like, because I think about the song and then usually if it's a song that I'm stuck on, I'm usually daydreaming about something. Mm-hmm. So then I like to keep daydreaming about it. So then I'm like, well, okay. So then it's more real when I listen to the song. I don't know.
That's fair. Kind of like when you get a song stuck in your head, but it's only a certain part. And then you have to like listen to the whole thing to like get it out of your mind.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I just discovered this band literally last night when I was scrolling through Instagram called When the Sun Sets. They're a Chicago band. And it was just an ad for them. Like, where should we tour next? And then I went down the rabbit hole of checking out their music at like 3 a.m. And they're really good. I like them. I'm trying to think of like who I'd compare them to. I showed Amber like right before we were recording. I don't know if it makes me think of like old Fall Out Boy because it does or if it's because we just saw Fall Out Boy. I can't decide.
We both know I'm really bad at this, so.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like adjacent to pop punk.
Yeah, especially if they have a song with the home team, for sure.
Yes, they do have a song with the home team, which made me think like, oh, how have I missed them this whole time? Because they're in the city right next to ours and their songs have hundreds of thousands of listens on Spotify. I'm just that out of the loop, apparently.
It's okay.
I feel like Chicago music is a world of its own, though, you know, like the local scene.
For sure.
I'm sure. So maybe not out of the loop that much.
Should we talk about the Fall Out Boy concert?
Heck yes, we should. It was amazing. It was glorious.
It was so magical. So the Fall Out Boy concert lineup was a pretty hard-hitting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
They opened with an artist named Carr. I liked her.
I think that she has some songs on TikTok. That's got to be what it is. Either that or it's just scrolled through my Spotify and I hadn't realized when
yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. But either way, there was some really popular songs, I swear.
I didn't know any of the songs, but I did like her. And I found out last night when I was at Lake Drive from my friends that I met that she was at Shane Call like not pretty recently, like not even a year ago, I think they said.
Wow.
So like they said it was because they were also at Fall Out Boy. And then they said that it was really cool to see her there because they just saw her at Shane Call. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah. That is interesting.
Carr is pretty cool.
Also, the fact that Hot Mulligan was on the bill kind of perplexed me, but like it was a good thing.
Yeah. I love Hot Mulligan. Midwest emo for the win.
So here's the problem I have with seeing them this week. They were great. However, because we were at Pfizer and everyone had an assigned seat, there was no pit even. Mm-hmm. I felt very disconnected, and I feel like they're a band that you need to be, like, right in the middle of the crowd dancing to enjoy.
Yeah.
I almost felt like my mind wandered just because I felt so far away, which is a bummer because they're very good live.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. It was a disconnect. Like I said at the show, I was like, I hope they come back, like, with their own headliner soon because their show would be so great. I already know their openers would be great. And then they're headlining, like if they did at the rave, so weird.
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Eat World has more songs that I know really well than I thought.
Dude, it was the opposite for me. So I was like, huh, I wonder what songs they're going to play. And then usually it's like that. It's like if I go see a show, I'm like, oh, like I knew more songs than I thought I did. Nope, just knew the middle. And I was like, wow, I feel
That's
so
it?
Basic. Yeah.
I swear, you don't know Sweetness or Bleed American?
Guess not.
Yeah, I know they've played them at Sad Boy Saturday before, so maybe it's just something you haven't.
I just didn't recognize it.
Recognize, because that's how I know those songs is from Sad Boy Saturday.
Oh yeah, Yeah, I just knew the middle and I was like, wow, I feel really basic right now.
Aww. They had a song that it was slower. It was one of their last songs. I'm pretty darn sure it's on a movie. And for some reason, A Cinderella Story is sticking out in my head with Hilary Duff. And I don't know if that's the movie, but like, there's a movie that that song is on. And it was driving me crazy. I meant to look it up. I forgot because I'm like, how do I know this song? I don't listen to slow music and I'm not a huge Jimmy Eat World fan. And then, like, I was getting flickers of a movie.
Mm.
But what that movie is, couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
I'm looking it up.
The song?
Not the song. The Cinderella Story soundtrack.
Oh.
No, there's no Jimmy Eat World in A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff.
Okay, well, now I have to know.
Maybe.
Jimmy Eat World set list. It was...
Come on, internet. Load faster, please.
The song is Hear You Me.
Hear You Me movie.
Dude, it says it's on A Cinderella Story.
Well, then Google lied to me, my bad.
No, I'm not mad at you.
Oh, yeah. First thing. Wow.
Dang, the fact that I knew. That means I was too big of a Hilary Duff fan when I was a kid, and I watched that movie too many times. But,
dude, that's such a good movie, though. Tangent. I also loved Hilary Duff as a kid. Her CDs, the first... So when I was 7 years old, I got my
first CD player.
I'm sorry.
And it was a Disney jewelry box CD player, like princess one.
And then the first CDs I ever got were Hilary Duff from my dad.
I love that.
So, wholesomeness. Thanks, Dad.
I can't believe that Jimmy Eat World is on a movie that big. That's pretty cool.
That the middle is in like so many movies, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But they played a lot of songs for not being the headliner, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. They did have like a longer set.
But honestly, the way the crew set up and tore down all of the openers with the amount of speed, why cannot all the shows we go to be that fast? Because they whipped through two bands, set up, tear down, and performance in what? An hour and a half?
Yeah.
An hour? Something like that.
It was wild.
Yeah, it was. Fall Out Boy.
The main event, Fall Out Boy.
They had so many songs that they played. I want to say it was like around 30.
Yeah.
All of them were bangers.
I have never seen Fall Out Boy before, so this was my first time seeing them. And it was magical. Like, when you see a new band for the first... Or not a new band, but when you see a band that you loved for, like, so long for the first time, mm-hmm. It's just such a magical feeling that I haven't felt in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we, like, have seen, like, a lot of people that we love, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, I haven't had that feeling in a long time. So, that was really cool. And then we also took my little cousin, and it was her first concert. So, like, that was really cool. And, like, it just was, like, a magical feeling all around. And their setup during their whole set was crazy because they had so many like theatrical prop things.
Yeah, the production was insane. The light show, the stage scenery.
Yeah.
It switched every, what, three songs?
Yeah.
They had like a huge, larger than life dog head floating around for a few songs.
Yeah.
They had like a magical tree scene.
They had a crazy bunny that came out and danced.
Oh, yeah. Somebody dressed up like a bunny. That was crazy.
And then when they played Fake Out and they had all the, like, I don't know what happened, but someone made, like, little light filters or something for people's cell phones, but, like, a bunch of people had pink lights for their cell phones, and it was so cute.
That had to have been something, like, a thing, because yeah. We missed them all.
We did.
They made a comment on stage about it being like a fan idea.
They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good show.
It was. Honestly, the show, it made me think a lot about the production that goes into big budget concerts. And also, I think it was during Hot Mulligan, their light show kept blinding me. Yeah. I was just in the wrong spot. Did you have this problem too?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So like, for anybody listening that deals with production and lights, please take into consideration the fact that if you got a bright beam flinging around in the crowd, people's eyes are going to hurt. Because I just started closing my eyes and I'm like looking away from the stage. I'm like, well,
This is a great song, but I can't even look in the direction of the stage because my eyes are like on fire. That was rough.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple times.
I went and saw Simple Plan when I was younger, and they had,
what is it called that they warn people that have epilepsy? What kind of lights? Strobe lights?
Yeah. So they had like some sort of strobe lights, and I was standing right in front of it. Also, horrible experience. Couldn't even look at the stage for that either. So
I feel like light shows can make or break the experience sometimes.
Yeah, they're fun, but when they're bright like that, it's too much. They also had so much fire. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, some of those fire, it sounded like an actual, like, firework. It was so loud.
Well, they did have actual fireworks,
I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I've never heard them that loud before at a show, though.
Well, maybe it had something to do with the amount of mics up there.
True. It just felt like I was outside at 4th of July, and I was like,
the people next to me kept jumping because they were scared from the sound.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but I was like, dang, this is loud.
Yeah, but like the flamethrowers they had,
that was crazy.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. And also, they did a little like skit or whatever where they had like an 8-ball. And apparently, it causes them to play different songs, different shows, so every show's different.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Because I was listening to a little interview clip from Pete Wentz. And so, yeah.
Cute.
Right?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good show. And then they had special Milwaukee merch, which just made it even better.
Yes. I wonder if they do that at every city.
Or we're just special.
I'd like to think we're just special.
Me too.
Especially because we're a home show for the drummer, Andy Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I bought the shirt. And I love it. I wore it yesterday.
I just got the classic. Because I have a problem with collecting black tour t-shirts.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Fall Out Boy. And then I've been to a couple of local shows to keep you guys updated. I went to the new venue, the Vivarium, on Farwell. I can't give you, like, a super detailed experience because it was kind of a crazy, chaotic night for me. But I did like it a lot. I like, they have like plants, not real plants, but like leaves on the walls and stuff. Pretty big. It was fun. I saw Darren Ritta.
This is the venue that replaced the back room at Collectivo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So definitely like it. Hopefully gonna go see Scam Likely there next weekend. But yeah, I would recommend checking it out. It was a good time. And then I also went to Anodyne last night for the first time.
Which, did you go to the one in Bayview or the one in Walker's Point?
Walker's Point.
Okay.
Have you been to that one?
No, so, never.
Okay, I guess I never I can't talk. So I actually heard like a couple weeks ago when I was at Dream Lab? It's right there. Yeah. When I was at Dream Lab a couple weeks ago, and I had to actually park by Anodyne, but I did not realize that it was
right
Anodyne.
Over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're all like, I had to park really far away from Dream Lab that day. But I actually parked by Anodyne and I heard music. And then I was like, what is going on? But I wasn't like going to figure out what it was because I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then last night when I went, I was like, oh, this makes more sense now because it's Anodyne. I never realized what it was because it doesn't look like a coffee shop, I guess. I thought it was just a building. It looks more industrial. But I guess a lot of places in Walker's Point look industrial.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you go in and you walk up the stairs and they have a really cute stage and then they have like the bar and tables. It's very like woodsy, but not woodsy. Like there's a lot of wood, I guess. It feels very like warm and it was really hot in there, but it's fine. But yeah, I saw Lake Drive. Great, per usual. Then I saw a new band called Scorched Waves from Stevens Point. Really liked them. And they ended the set with Kilby Girl. So cool.
Hmm.
So fun. But yeah, they were really good. They also, they had a cowbell. That was cool.
I'm trained to not be able to stand cowbell. But I guess that's coming from a place of like growing up to going to my dad's shows, and somebody was always screaming more cowbell and would play it offbeat, and it would just drive me nuts.
Oh no, it was not offbeat. It was very tasteful.
Okay.
Like I told Emily, I kind of got like Sublime vibes-ish from them. I don't know. I really like them, and I hope they come back to Milwaukee soon because I would really like to see them again. And then the headliner was the Keystones, and they also did great per usual. Love them. Local faves. It was a really good night.
I saw that the Keystones posted that they were taking an indefinite hiatus, and I started freaking out, and then I was like reading the fine print, and they're like, and by the way, April Fools. And I was like, I had a whole heart attack. For no reason. Thank you.
Yeah, I, on April Fool's Day, I was, this year, I did not fall for anything. I was like, anything that gets announced today, not falling for it. I am not being gullible this year. Like, I am not getting my, getting in my feelings. So I saw that and I was like, it has to be April Fool's. And then I, yeah.
Oh, I totally fell for it for something else. I don't remember what else it was, but I sent something to my sister and she was like, it's April Fool's Day. It's just, it was a rough one.
April Fools. I hate April Fools. Stupid.
Me too.
I thought the summer school tour, they announced it on April Fools, and then I'm like, I'm not believing this until they say tomorrow and then confirm it. Like,
oh, they did announce it on the first?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why would you do, I don't know why they did it like that, but I was like, is this real?
Oh.
And then, like, all the bands were tweeting, like, the next day, or the next day when I was looking at Twitter and stuff, all the bands were like, this is real. Like, this is a real tour happening. So I'm like, cool, cool. That's good to know. I'm going to try to go.
Wow. That's wild.
I know.
I need to start going to more local shows again. I've been such a recluse.
Yeah, so I don't have to go by myself.
Yeah, I feel bad. A lot of it is because of my job, and I was very sick for a few weeks there, too. But
well, summertime is coming, so there'll be more local shows.
That is so true. I'm excited. I miss outdoor music.
Like, do you mean like Summerfest outdoor or
being outside and seeing a concert, just in a general sense? I miss it.
Remember when we went to that pool party?
Yeah.
I was so hot. I had heat exhaustion that day for sure.
Oh, yeah. It was a rough one.
We had to leave early. I was so mad. I was just telling somebody, I was like, I've only left like 4 shows in my whole life early. Like, we usually stay the whole time.
Okay, my thing is a lot of people leave early because they're trying to beat the crowd. But, like, you pay so much money and you spend so much time planning and, like, being there and everything. Like, what difference is an extra 15 minutes if you're, like, wading through the crowd slowly versus, like, booking it before everybody leaves?
Dude, the only time... I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast, but I saw Post Malone at Alpine Valley.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Dude, if I were to ever leave a show early, it'd be if I went to Alpine Valley, and I would probably leave, like, before it's even half over. Getting out of there was horrible. I'm never going to a show there before. I don't care who it is. I'm not going again. That was too much. And that's me saying it was too much, because I'm, like, someone that is, like, let's go out. Let's go to Summerfest. Like, I'm really good with crowds and things, mm-hmm. and I, like being in that environment. But that, it was a sold-out show at Alpine Valley, too, I'm pretty sure. So, it was just way too many people.
Mm.
Luckily, my friend that I went with had, like, got in for her birthday a, like, VIP experience. So, we got to, like, go sit on this balcony thing. That was, like, the saving grace, because I don't know what would have happened if we didn't have that. Crazy. But that's an outside venue that I always, cool that I got to go, like, loved seeing Post, and we even, like, left before he was done because we were, like, trying to get out there, and we still were stuck in the parking lot for, like, 2 hours. It was not fun.
Wait, did you drive there, though?
Yeah. I feel like if I, okay, actually, I'll take it back. If I went on a shuttle, like, if I went for, like I know Jax and, like, Brathouse had a shuttle there, and I wanted to take the shuttle. Mm. I feel like if I took a shuttle there where I could drink or eat, then it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I would never drive there again. I would take a shuttle, but I would never drive. I would go, I guess, if I could take a shuttle. Because then at least I, like, have food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And not just stuck in my car.
Shuttles are just lifesavers, especially at Summerfest. If you can take a shuttle to Summerfest, do it. Do it.
It's seriously. So much easier. You just don't have to worry about it. And then if you choose to partake in some adult beverages, you don't have to worry about, like, if you drink too much or anything. It's just a lot of safe.
That and, like, Ubers are insanely expensive. Mm-hmm. They cancel them all the time on you just because it's so congested in the area. It's terrible.
There's a lot more pros than there are cons to shuttles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're usually, like, super cheap. It's like, bars usually do it and you just have to buy one drink or buy something. And then they'll be like, here's a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just waiting to get on the shuttle, especially if it's, like, the last day.
Yeah. That's true. I still think it's worth it, even to wait.
Yeah, waiting is better because, I mean, it's either wait for the shuttle that you already paid for or wait even longer for an Uber that's probably going to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff is coming.
Yeah. There's a lot coming to X-Ray Arcade, too, in the next couple months.
Yeah, isn't, I think, Icon for Hire?
Mm-hmm.
And then Trophy Eyes.
Yep.
Who is the local band that we keep wanting to see? That
Apex Aura?
Yes.
They're opening with Icon for Hire, I think.
That's who they're opening with?
I think so.
Because I was like, now we have to go. Let me look.
Yeah, Apex Aura is just a local band that we've been trying to check out for, what?
Months.
Months, yeah.
Literally.
And we just, the timing has not been right
for us.
Yep, they're playing with Icon for Hire. And Dreamhouse is also opening with them, so.
Oh, interesting.
It should be a good show. I'm really excited. I've been wanting to see Icon for Hire for years.
When is that?
Wednesday, May 29th.
Oh, we got a while.
Cool.
But honestly, time is flying by. Like, how is it already April 6th?
I know.
Crazy.
Side note, so like I said, like we've mentioned, our last recording got deleted, so we're not re-recording word for word or anything. Just like basically what we talked about. But I'm pretty sure that there has been a time warp ever since I went to DC. Or when I went to DC, I experienced a time warp because like time just seems to be going way faster. And then I learned that after I got back from my trip and I literally asked someone, I was like, hey, like, do you know any like concerts going on, like local shows, whatever, whatever. And the person I talked to was like, oh, like there's really like they didn't really know much of a scene there. And then I get back and I'm doing some research for something. And then I find out Washington, D.C. was the birthplace of emo music. Like, what? So now I have to go back. I have to go back and, like, dig around some more.
It's too bad they don't have, like, a museum or something.
Yeah, Museum of Emo. Let's do this.
There we go. There's your million-dollar idea. Take it to Shark Tank.
Shark Tank would be like, get out. I should open up a Museum of Emo. Let's do this.
That would be wild.
I want to get the big book of emo. Or I don't think it's called that, but there's like this guy on TikTok who writes all of the emo history in these books, and I want them so bad.
Oh, I think I've seen him once. That's cool. I think the closest thing they have to that is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
That's where the Alternative Press Music Awards used to be when they used to hold them. Oh, when I was younger, I would have killed to see that live.
Same. Ugh, those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it back. Emo Homies Music Awards. Let's go.
Oh, I have so much knowledge and research to gain before doing something like that.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start small. Take me back to Warped Tour, which I've learned so much. Like, production, I cannot imagine production in big shows because even in a small show, I'm like, oh my God, this is so much. And I'm learning so much.
Like, when you say production, more specifically, what does that entail?
Just everything. So, I obviously have no musical talent. That's why we do this. I could never be in a band because I have no musical talent. The most I can do is karaoke. Like, just all the sound, like, things that goes into it and, like, timing and, like, tearing, like setting everything up, like, how much time you need and then, like, tearing everything down. And promotion, And then it's also my birthday party, so like all the extra stuff that I want. So it's just a lot, but it's going to be worth it.
That's why Fall Out Boy probably has like hundreds of people on their team for this tour.
For real. And then it's just me and like Drive and Allie Eyes and DJ Johnny K and Hayden. And we're like, okay,
let's go.
I can't wait. Every day that it gets closer, I just get more excited. And then every time I tell a new person about it, it's wild. Like, I have not had like a single person not be excited about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm like, that's kind of crazy. I feel like either nobody's going to come or it's going to hit capacity. I feel like there's not really going to be much in between.
Well, I hope it hits capacity. That would be cool.
That'd be so fun, actually.
Not that big of a place for capacity anyway.
200.
If you think about it, that's not really a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, my parents will be working the door so they can kick people out. Yes. Is there anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so. That's kind of all I got right now.
That's everything I got. So, well, please follow us on our social media. We really need to get better at our self-promo game.
Yes, we're at Your Emo Homies on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Do we have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter, but I don't post on it. I just made us one because I didn't want anyone else to take it and like steal our identity because I'm paranoid.
Fair. We're most active on Instagram.
And Facebook.
And Facebook, yes.
TikTok, I'm working on some stuff, but...
But yeah, so follow us, like us, recommend us to your friends.
Comment on our post.
Yeah, and if you have anything you want us to cover, talk about, or anything along those lines, even music recommendations, feel free to DM us or put it in our comments on something.
Yes, for sure. We love it. We love the interactions we get.
Yeah, but... All right, that's about it for this week. So until next time, I'm Emily.
And I'm Amber.
And we're your emo homies.